Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 254, the Mayberry Squad Car, E-Bullet, September 2013. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the great Mayberry items you'll find there, including the 2014 wall calendar, Dillard's CDs, Barney Fife ties, all kinds of t-shirts and more. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 254 is Colin Watkins. Hey, Colin, thanks. It's good to have you as executive producer. It's good to have all of you here listening to the podcast, and thank you for joining me. I'm Alan Newsom, the host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And wow, we just had a great weekend in Mount Airy, North Carolina for Mayberry Days 2013. It was the 24th annual Mayberry Days event. Get tickets now if you're listening to this now in September or October of 2013. Go ahead and get the tickets for the 2014 Mayberry Days because it's going to be the 25th anniversary of Mayberry Days. So I expect it'll be a big one. A lot of fans there, a lot of Mayberry folks covering the streets of Mount Airy. There were a lot of folks there this past weekend, and wow, it was a great weekend. The weather could not have been better. As Floyd would said, everybody's always talking about the weather. Hey, nobody does anything about it. Yeah. Well, somebody did something about it this week because it was beautiful. Had sunny skies and about 72-degree weather the entire weekend. And I believe folks just were enjoying being outside and walking down the street, going in stores, visiting with one another, sitting under the shade trees. What a great weekend Mayberry Days was. Maybe we'll talk about that later. And if you were at Mayberry Days and would like to call in with your report about how great everything was, feel free to do that. You can call in at 888-684-8415 and let us hear your story. Because I know you get to see things I don't get to see. At the same time, I see things that you may not be able to see. And hopefully a lot of you guys are following me on Facebook. And if you are, you were able to see photographs that I was taking with my camera phone from backstage at some of the shows that we were doing and just other locations where I was. I was trying to take some pictures and post them online. And I know so many of you did that. And thank you so much for people that were posting things on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go over there and check them all out because there's Mayberry Days pictures all over the place there. So anyway, today's episode. Now, this is about the Bullet. Now, you guys hopefully subscribe to the Bullet and are able to pick up your own copy. The September 2013 issue of the Bullet came out not too long ago, I believe the 13th of September. And in that particular issue, there's a great story about the Mayberry Squad Sidecar, not Squad Car, Sidecar. And that's what we're going to be running through today. Now, I'm going to be reading this story. Now, you may have already read it. And if you have, just skip along in the podcast till towards the end because you've already heard the story. But Jim Clark is the one that's going to be telling us this story from his perspective. As he actually ran across something that I know all Mayberry fans will be excited to see. So we're going to head over there and start listening to that or listening to this story as I read it. And I want to just thank Jim Clark, who writes the E-Bullet, for giving me permission to be able to use things like this on our podcast and to share this with you. And I want to encourage you, if you're not a subscriber to the E-Bullet, go over and subscribe. You can get it by email or you can get an RSS feed so you'll get notified every time a new issue is published. And you can look at it right there online at the website. You go to tagsrdbc.com/the_ebullet and you can find it. Or you just go to imayberry.com, click on the link. That's what I would do. And you'll go straight to it. So let's head over here and check out this story about the Mayberry sidecar. Now in the e-bullet, Jim says, this section of the e-bullet is customarily reserved for little odds and ends that don't really fit in another section. In this issue, though, the name of the section could not be more fitting for precisely this story. Read on for this unexpected tale of discovery. Ooh, that makes it sound really good, doesn't it? The title of the story is Making a Mayberry Entrance in Salida by Jim Clark. In most other forums, this story would be all about the delicious pork barbecue I had for lunch one Thursday back in August at Buffalo Smokehouse Barbecue, a new restaurant not far from the Arkansas River on the southeast side of Salida, Colorado. It's possibly the best barbecue I've ever eaten. Even to admit that is a mouthful coming from someone who grew up in North Carolina and now lives in Tennessee. Two places that take their barbecue pork as seriously as their devotion to Mayberry and music. In any other forum, I might talk about how owner and pitmaster Randy Graves grew up in the South and mastered the art of barbecuing any kind of meat during decades of cooking in Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and currently in Colorado. He operated both Buffalo Smokehouse Barbecue in Trinidad, Colorado, near the New Mexico border for many years before moving to Salida a few years ago and eventually opened his new restaurant location in July. Rusty's secret may be having just the right hint of Cajun flavors that add a perfect zest to his barbecue. That and knowing not to be in a hurry when cooking barbecue. The man also makes a mean and unexpected pineapple cobbler for dessert. The family-owned restaurant Rusty's daughter waited on my wife Mary and me during our visit is perched on a hill just above U.S. Highway 50. It's a spotless and unassuming place that's well designed to accommodate either a tranquil trickle of customers or a roaring busload. Some folks might not even pay much attention to the back corner of the restaurant next to the kitchen. A casual glance suggests that it's just a quaintly funky little gift shop. But what it is a Kalora museum. Now, Kalora was a little mining and ranching community nearby that also served as a division headquarters for the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway during the bygone era of the Old West. It's a ghost of a ghost town now. Rusty's Museum has a wide variety of mining, Indian, and cowboy artifacts from the day when Kalora had a bustle to it. Actually, I'm just taking Rusty's word for that. I barely noticed the cowboy and Indian stuff. You see, I sought out Rusty's place for one reason and one reason alone. It was a last-minute detour added to a long-planned summer vacation. It was destined to become a highlight. In fact, it's a wonder I was able to sit still long enough to enjoy my pork barbecue plate, not to mention the pineapple cobbler with ice cream, all while knowing what was on display about 10 yards away. Forget the food. Forget the Indian arrowheads. When you walk in the door of the Buffalo Smokehouse Barbecue, the greeting should simply be, "Welcome to Checkpoint Chicky." That, Mayberry friends, is because gleaming in the corner of the Kalora Museum, in the corner next to the kitchen of Buffalo Smokehouse Barbecue in Salida, Colorado, is the actual 1927 Harley-Davidson JD motorcycle and sidecar from Barney's Sidecar, episode 111. I know what you're thinking. The old presiding goober has gone into Colonel Harvey's Indian elixir. Or maybe he's guzzled some of the cider that Barney left at Mrs. Mendelbright's that time, or sips the darling's mulberry squeezings. I have come to fill my vase. No, I'm dead sober. Here's the proof. Back when the motorcycle was used in Barney's sidecar, which was filmed in mid-November 1963 and first aired on January 27th, 1964, it was owned by legendary Hollywood stuntman George Dockstader. Though Dockstader could do all manner of stunts, working with names like Hitchcock, Eastwood, and Mel Brooks, he's best known for his expertise with cars and motorcycles. He maintained a stable of vehicles that he would modify and supply according to the need of particular movie or TV shows. When the Andy Griffith Show contacted him needing a vintage motorcycle with sidecar, Dockstader had just what they needed. We aren't surprised to notice that it was the cycle in Barney's sidecar was thought to have been in World War One, while this cycle was in 1927. That discrepancy isn't one that couldn't be easily trumped by a piece of wood and Opie's wood burning set. Not to get too far off topic, but what's a sidecar story without a sidecar, a sidebar? The stuntman who drives the motorcycle in Barney's sidecar wasn't George Dockstader, who wasn't the right size to play Barney. Instead, it was Jerry Bruce, who was Don Knotts' stunt double for most of Don's career, including for all of his movies for the Universal and Disney. Bruce was also Irene Ryan's stunt double for Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. But back to the motorcycle. George Dockstader owned the cycle until sometime in the 70s when he sold it to Robert Bobby Falk, a good friend and longtime mechanic at Paramount Studios. Falk kept the cycle and sidecar in basically the condition he received them in, except for one thing, and that is that he eventually repainted the body of both the cycle and the sidecar to be as close as he could get them to the way they had been when Barney's sidecar was filmed. Trained noticers are sure to observe that the sign work for the emblem on the sidecar was clearly not done by Charlie Phelps, but it is in the ballpark and is nicely done. And the chain guard is painted the same as the rest of the body now, whereas it wasn't the same in Barney's sidecar. Falk also used new black vinyl seating in the sidecar, which, of course, is what Andy was going to have Barney do with oil cloth in Barney's sidecar. So that was a decision in keeping with Mayberry. Other than those changes and any needed parts and repairs to keep the cycle in working order, Falk left the cycle and sidecar the same. He didn't tinker with the frame or the motorcycle seat. It appears that even the tires, and especially the spare tire, are vintage, if not definitely the cycle's Mayberry era. Bobby Falk kept the cycle for about 35 years. The cycle continued to work in films. At some point, it's not clear whether before or after Falk acquired it, the cycle and the sidecar were reportedly featured in an episode of The Waltons. After the cycle's use in Barney's sidecar, elements such as some of its accessories and adornments would have changed for its roles in other productions that came along. Small features likely were added or subtracted according to the cycle's personality needs for each film. But the basic cycle has remained constant, and its current form, as restored by Falk, clearly captures the essence of its Mayberry era, its shining moment. Falk would occasionally display the cycle at various locations and events. For example, it was exhibited at Harley-Davidson of Glendale, California, for at least part of 2008 and maybe longer. Even after Falk retired and moved to Colorado Springs in 1996, following four decades at Paramount, he kept the cycle and sidecar until his death in February 26, 2012. Before he died, Falk had made his wishes known that upon his passing, He wanted Rusty Graves, his trusted friend and fellow motorcycle enthusiast, to have the iconic cycle. At one time, Falk had considered other possible owners and homes for the motorcycle. At least two of those possibilities would indeed have been deemed very happy homes by Mayberry fans. But the cycle was destined to continue its legacy of happiness in Rusty's care. In the end, it's reassuring to know that Rusty Graves is now the owner. Like Bobby Falk before him, Rusty has chosen to have the vehicle's title remain in George Dockstader's name for prosperity. The cycle and sidecar are clearly in good hands, loving hands. The cycle is right at home among other beautiful cycles. Andy always said the cycle belonged in a museum, and now it finally is. It may not be exactly in Mayberry, but on the other hand, the charming little Cleora Museum in the corner next to the kitchen at Buffalo Smokehouse Barbecue in Salida, Colorado, is about as close to the spirit of Mayberry as you can get. I'd like to thank the mythical World War I veterans, Al, Bert Stevens, the Milo Boys, and most of the other folks around Mayberry would be very pleased about the cycle being so beautifully preserved and respected. And a final indication of that is right inside the front door of the Buffalo Smokehouse Barbecue. That's where they've placed one of those nostalgic machines that for 50 cents will smash a penny for you and create an embossed Salia souvenir. For my part, I saved the 50 cents and a penny. My pilgrimage to see Barney's motorcycle and sidecar was a souvenir enough for me. Mary and I headed back to our suddenly very boring, rented 2013 Ford Fusion. We got in the staid indigo gray sedan with all of its modern comforts and amenities and headed down the steep driveway to get back on US 50. We paused for a moment as I recalled what Andy told Barney after he saw the cycle and sidecar for the last time. Don't look back. With my eyes fixed ahead, I made the right turn to get back on US 50 going west to east, resigned in the assurance that while driving along, I would have no problem pronouncing any word beginning with the letter S whenever I wanted. Oh, as an editor's note, and for you guys to check out, there's a Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rutgers Club Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/TAGSRWC, check out the photo gallery. In the photo gallery, there's additional images of Barney's sidecar that you'll be able to check out as part of this story. And definitely want to check that out. And Jim wants to thank Rusty Graves for his hospitality and information for this story. Also for his indulging one particularly goobersome request during the visit. So, wow, wouldn't that have been neat to go and see? Jim was able to see that car and see the sidecar. Wow, it does look absolutely amazing. I want you to go and check out the images you'll find there at Facebook and check them out. If you didn't like the way I read it, please go over to the e-bullet and read the story yourself, because I did stumble through a few words there. And I probably mispronounced things. But you got the gist of the story, and isn't it neat to know that that sidecar actually is still around somewhere that we can go and check out? So I want to encourage you, if you're in that area, I want to encourage you to head over there and check out that sidecar, because that would be neat. It's Salida, I guess is the way you say it, Salida, Colorado, and check that out. All you got to head over is to the Buffalo Smokehouse Barbecue and check out this sidecar. Sounds like a trip. Next time I'm in Colorado, I believe I'll head there. So, again, I want to thank Jim Clark for that. I want to remind you to head over and check out the e-bullet and check out the event calendar. It's called Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board and Event Calendar. Head over there and check it out, and you'll be able to see all the things that are coming up in and around you that are Mayberry related. And I just want to encourage you, if you have a chance, to go and visit one of those events and carry a bunch of Mayberry friends with you and see if you don't meet up with a whole bunch more, because there's a lot of Mayberry folks out here, folks. As I said, Mayberry Days just got back, and wow, it was a great weekend. And it also been to Life Lessons in for Mayberry, right before Mayberry Days. Two wonderful events that are back to back, so that you can hit one and then the other if you can, if you have time. Something I want to encourage you all to do. All right, well, folks, like I said, I'd love to hear your stories from Mayberry Days, or stories about maybe something like we just heard from Jim and the e-bullet. So you can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs. You can also drop by twochairsnowaiting.com. And any of the show notes, there's a way to leave a comment on those, and I'll see them, and we'll use them on one of these podcasts in the future. Friends, I just want to thank you. There's a lot of people came up to me at Mayberry Day saying that they just started listening. Thank you for just starting. I hope you're still enjoying it by the time you get to this episode. Folks, we will see you guys next week right here on Two Chairs. Have a great week. Bye, guys.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.